As snow falls, layer after layer begin to form. Each layer gives insight into the snowstorm that created it. Put them all together and you get this winter's story.
Like a tree ring, you can read a history.
That's Colorado Avalanche Information Center forecaster Spencer Logan. He says the story so far this year is a bit worrisome. Snowpack in November and early December withstood high temperatures and winds, and very little extra snow fell to create a stable base layer.
So that early season snow that we got sat on the ground, and it goes through a process we call faceting, where the snow grains get bigger and bigger, and as they get bigger, they get less and less strong.
And that means for this entire winter, the base is likely to stay weak. That's why when this most recent winter storm rolled through and dropped considerable amounts on the mountains, the avalanche risk went through the roof almost immediately. Logan says the snowpack is so precarious, even normally safe areas could be dangerous.
So avalanches are being triggered from a distance and sometimes the valley bottoms. That means that you can be traveling in what seems to be safe terrain and trigger an avalanche up above you.
Logan says extreme caution will be a necessity the next few days for anyone attempting a trip into the backcountry. I'm Luke Runyon.